Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It's Sunday, June 25th, 2023, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine, here again with your weekend story. On today's show, we're digging into the SEC v. Coinbase, previewed in recent comments. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Today's featured story is an opinion piece by David Z. Morris, CoinDesk's chief insights columnist. Our piece today is entitled, Coinbase Policy Chief Shirzad Squares Off with SEC Enforcement Director Grewal. On the morning of June 16th, in a sun-dappled conference room high above the streets of Manhattan, a crowd of lawyers and journalists got a preview of crypto's coming legal Ragnarok. It was the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, versus Coinbase months early, albeit slightly more polite and vague than things will be in any coming court showdown. The fireside chat, sponsored by Rutgers School of Law and the law firm Lowenstein Sandler, ranged well beyond legal formalities to matters of principle and theory. The latter included questions of why, or whether, cryptocurrency should be allowed to exist in the United States at all. In the end, the forum encapsulated the broader challenge of the crypto regulatory dialogue, which is how frequently the two sides seem to be talking past each other. In one corner was SEC Director of Enforcement Gurbir S. Grewal, who laid out his rationale for the SEC's enforcement suit against Coinbase in conversation with the Rutgers law professor. Grewal characterized the suit as the logical endpoint of a series of clear signals sent over the past 5 years or more, starting with the 2017 Dow report. Quote, "In any other space, if you're working incrementally, you'd see increased compliance," Grewal observed, continuing, "In crypto, we haven't seen that, so we've had to change strategy," end quote. In other words, in Grewal's view, the SEC lawsuit came down against Coinbase because the exchange didn't respond to earlier warnings. The official also provided some insight into the decision to pursue exchanges, including Coinbase and Binance, rather than continue individual enforcement actions against violating token issuers. Quote, "I have less than 1,300 people on staff," he said, continuing, "Every year I have 700 recommendations we bring to the commission. We can't be everywhere all at once. When we're evaluating cases to bring, we have to make judgment calls," end quote. Grewal also offered insight into other outstanding questions, including the challenge of regulating decentralized exchanges, better known as DEXs, quote, "I've seen entrepreneurs and individuals in the center of all of these," unquote, "supposedly decentralized projects," Grewal said, continuing, "Maybe it will present a challenge one day, but we see entrepreneurs at the center of all these projects," end quote. In other words, as Gary Gensler made clear at the outset of his tenure, simply saying you're decentralized is no defense. In a final, notable comment, Grewal put crypto influencers on notice. In particular, he warned YouTubers and others that he and the agency are watching for attempts to exploit members of minority groups. Quote, "They are promoting crypto with the promise of financial inclusion to a segment of the population that has been excluded from traditional finance. That's offensive to me. I find that conduct to be some of the most egregious conduct we've dealt with," he said. Hot on the heels of the SEC official's comments, though, came a conversation with Coinbase Chief Policy Officer Farrar Shirzad, who, prior to joining Coinbase in 2021, served as head of government affairs for Goldman Sachs, and spent time in the George W. Bush White House. On the confrontation with the SEC, Shirzad barely hedged his speculation that the SEC is stepping on an ongoing legislative process, an argument Coinbase has also made in legal filings under the Administrative Procedures Act. Quote, "The normal dynamic in Washington, D.C. is that when the constitutional branches of government are acting, typically regulators will step back and let the political branches figure it out," said Shirzad. He continued, "It's not typical that you'll see congressional action moving in earnest, and not just a government department, but a regulatory agency rush in to redefine facts on the ground to get ahead of that. I don't know if that's happening here, but if that were happening, it would be unusual." He continued, "I don't know whether there's a dimension of legislative strategy to this, and there's the chairman saying, we don't need more digital innovation, so there may be some of that," end quote. That gets close to the heart of the matter. While the SEC says it's enforcing the law, the industry has struggled to make the practical case that existing law doesn't work for many blockchain-based digital assets. Shirzad further advanced the case that basing crypto regulation only on existing law will harm U.S. competitiveness and innovation. Quote, "This is not just a convenience issue over whether one industry can operate in the United States. We're at a critical juncture. Blockchain is the value layer of the internet. That has significant implications," Shirzad said, citing several ongoing blockchain pilot projects by the likes of JP Morgan as evidence. Even more pointedly, Shirzad highlighted that the SEC's approach may be counter to the agency's own goal of investor protection. Quote, "To the extent it becomes part of public policy to push exchanges offshore, you're pushing that nexus between policy and U.S. law out of the perimeter of U.S. law. That's a big deal. This has to be a matter of national strategy," he said. If there was one clear takeaway from this warm-up match, it may be that the opponents each want to fight on a different battleground. For the SEC, it's all a matter of law, as written and strictly interpreted. For Coinbase, meanwhile, what's at stake is a future that hasn't yet been written. And that's our show for today. Thank you very much for listening. Today's episode was edited by Ryan. And for those of you still with us, we'd love to hear what you think. You can send us an email at podcast@coindesk.com. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.